No, no, a static gauge up.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was
narrow gauge up from Damascus to Mountain City.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a static gauge to, up in Shady Valley.
What's the difference between, is it just the track size, or are they the same kind of trains?
No, the narrow gauge, that's a narrow track. I mean, the track's not as wide. I'm not sure how wide. Someone asked me that question not long ago, and I couldn't tell them about how wide they were. But a narrow gauge, it was narrow track.
Mm-hmm. And they had to have a different kind, so that the wheels then would have to be set differently on the...
Well, they used, on the narrow gauge railroads, is mostly geared engines. That's different from a locomotive.
Uh-huh.
The locomotive had drivers, and the trucks under it couldn't switch like
uh-huh.
that. You couldn't have went around the curve, a stiff curve. I know they did put a straight connected engine on this narrow gauge here, and going around the curve, well, the drivers would slip off, and they had to put an extra guardrail inside or outside, whichever way the curve,
to keep
the drivers from dropping over.
And what are the narrow gauges? The narrow gauges the trucks would turn?
Yeah, that's right.
I see.
Yeah.
And so they could, they'd use it. But they, were they the same size cars and the same size engines?
No. You think the narrow gauge, the engine would run all the way from 10 ton to 40 or 50 ton.
Uh-huh.
Well, you take the standard gauge, you know, maybe from 70 to 100 or more ton. The engine.
And then were the cars smaller?
Oh, yeah.
On the narrow gauge.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the picture of the three log trains right in there. I sent them down to Florida to a retired professor from from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures. He was writing on these old abandoned railroads.
Uh-huh.
And he first contacted Miss Mary Gentry, and Miss Mary put him on to me.
Uh-huh.
And I sent him those pictures. And
did you work on the railroad?
Well, no. Oh, I scaled logs with a log train and night washed a railroad engine a while, but now it's to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked on the section, that is to keep up the track.
Uh-huh.
But I never did work on a train.
Were there any bad wrecks around here?
Oh, sure.
Remember the worst one?
Well, right up here, a train right away off of that mountain up there and run down and wrecked right up about a quarter of a mile up there. The log car's all wrecked, and the engine was in front and the car's behind. The car's all wrecked, and that little old engine, it didn't wreck. It run on down. Of course, it was reversed, and that engineer trying to stop it reversed it before he jumped off.
Uh-huh.
Well, that little old engine come pecking back up the road.
Is that right?
Way on down. Yeah. And they caught the boat and got into the wreck.
Is that right?
And I don't hear on what they call the Miller Hill. There was three wrecks there. I was in one of them, although I wasn't in. I was on the dang thing when it started. I was supposed to have been a break in one of the cars.
Mm-hmm.
But the very minute I seen the thing was broke loose, I jumped off. And let her go.
Uh-huh.
The fella got his leg broken. Them train men, you know, we'd been loading logs there onto them cars. Them train men give us a terrible cussing. There's three of us. We had a car each. It just had a pole break. It just broke one end of the one set of the trucks on the log car, and we were supposed to break that car down that mountain. Well, the minute we seen that car broke loose from the engine, we jumped off. Boy, they really give us a rough time over there. That if we'd have stayed with it, might not have wrecked. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. But did now? How hot was that up in the mountain?
Yeah, it was up on the.
Which mountain was that?
That was right over here. Well, it really wasn't a mountain. It was
on the ridge?
Just a little way up over the high ridge.
And how far down did it go, Will?
It went maybe 200 or 300 yards.